Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. It was a wild game, a little bit of everything on a Monday night. Mike Foltynewicz, Andrew Cashner on the mound, Glenn Geffner on the Rewind.
Oh, what a night of baseball here in Atlanta. It did not start well for the Marlins. Things got a lot more enjoyable in the middle part of this ball game, but it did not end well for the Marlins. And the Braves, who coughed up a 7-0 lead, in the end take the series opener of this three-game set by the final of 12-7. Mike Foltynewicz had won his last four decisions coming in for the Braves. Andrew Cashner coming off his first Marlins win in his last start against the Phillies. But in the bottom of the first, the Braves struck first against Cashner, a leadoff triple from Ender Inciarte. He scored in a ground ball from Adonis Garcia, and it was 1-0 Atlanta after one. Leading off the second, the Braves extended the lead, compliments of Nick Markakis.
Here's the pitch. And here's a drive high into the air to right field, and there is no doubt about this, it's gone. A towering fly ball home run about five rows back into the bleachers in right. 2-0 Atlanta on the Markakis home run, his 11th of the year.
And then in the third inning, things would really get away from Andrew Cashner. Began with a double from Ender Inciarte. Adonis Garcia hit a slow ground ball to shortstop that Eddie Echevarria threw away at first base. It went as an infield hit and an error. The error scoring in Ciarte, sending Garcia down to second. And it was a 3-0 Braves lead at that point. Freddie Freeman followed with a base hit to make it a 4-0 game. After Matt Kemp singled and Nick Markakis walked, the bases were loaded. There was still nobody out in the third inning when Andrew Cashner's night was brought to a close. And Nick Whitgren came out of the bullpen to go after Tyler Flowers. Whitgren, the 1-2 to Flowers, and that's bounced up the middle. Etch dives, can't get it into center field for a hit. Freeman's in, here comes Kemp, and it's 6-0 Atlanta. No, the Braves weren't done. Jace Peterson singled, and Dansby Swanson had a sac fly to right. That made it a 7-0 game. It was a 5-run, 6-hit third inning. 10 men went to the plate for the Braves, and at the end of three, they were up 7-0. For Cashner tonight, 2 innings plus, 6 hits, 7 runs, all earned. He walked 2, didn't strike anybody out, allowed a home run. He was done after only 54 pitches, 34 strikes. So the Braves scored 5 in the third. They had a 7-0 lead. Didn't look good for Miami, but back came the Marlins in the very next half inning. In the top of the fourth against Foltynewicz, very first pitch of the inning hit Marcelo Ozuna on the side of the left knee. Didn't look good. Oso was limping around pretty bad, but he stayed in the game. He ran at first base. He went to second base on a base hit by Justin Bour. With first and second nobody out, JT Realmuto grounded the ball into the hole at shortstop. A nice sliding play to his right by Dansby Swanson, and he got the force out on Bour at second base. But on the play, Ozuna was able to score, and the Marlins were finally on the scoreboard at that point. It was a 7-1 game. After a base hit by Danny Echevarria, the Marlins kept it going. Pinch hitter Derek Dietrich coming through. Foltynewicz, the 1-1. Drive out toward right center. In for a hit. Around third, Realmuto. He's going to score. Etch is digging for third base, and he'll be in on a base hit by Dietrich. It's a 7-2 game. Well, D. Gordon would strike out for the second out of the inning, but the Marlins were far from done with Foltynewicz in that fourth. Next up, Ichiro. Pitch on the way. Line drive, right field. He does it again. In for a base hit. Etch scores. Around second, trying for third, Dietrich. He'll be in. And just like that, it's a 7-3 game as Ichiro delivers his second hit in the ball game. And after Ichiro's big knock, it was Martin Prado's turn. 1-2 to Prado. Swinging a line drive right center field. That's another Marlins hit. In from third, Dietrich. Now it's Ichiro around second. He's digging for third. The Marlins keep the line moving. And what was once a 7-0 game is now a 7-4 game. But the Marlins still weren't done. Next man to the plate was Christian Yelich. 2 on, 2 outs. Another 0-2 to Yelich. Swinging a ground ball right side. The second baseman has it on the outfield grass. Peterson to first. Yelich beats the play. It's a 7-5 game as Ichiro's in from third. And then Marcelo Ozuna came to the plate. Remember, Ozuna had been hit by a pitch drilled on the left knee leading off the fourth inning. On the first pitch he saw from Foltynewicz, he rocketed a ball right back at the pitcher. He got him back. He hit Foltynewicz on the left calf. The infield hit knocked Foltynewicz out of the ball game. The Marlins had the bases loaded. Foltynewicz was done with a left calf contusion. Ryan Weber came out of the bullpen. He got Justin Bourne a fly ball to center. Marlins were done in the fourth, but the damage was done. They sent 11 to the plate. They scored 5 runs on 7 hits, and suddenly they were back in this ball game at 7-5. That big 5-run fourth inning, our move of the game tonight, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Now, Ryan Weber quieted things down. He got out of the fourth inning. Then he pitched a 1-2-3 fifth. But with a string of lefties coming up, the Braves manager Brian Snitker opted to bring Ian Kroll, left-handed pitcher, on to start the sixth inning. D. Gordon singled to get things going. Another lefty hitter, Ichiro, singled. Marlins had met at first and third for the righty, who hits lefties better than anybody in baseball this year, Martin Prado.
Here's the 2-2 pitch, and there's a line drive base hit to left. That'll score Gordon easily. Ichiro will hold up at second base, and it's a one-run game. 7-6 Braves as the Marlins continue some pretty good situational hitting here in Atlanta.
And then Christian Yelich followed with his second hit in the ball game. Another lefty coming through against left-hander Kroll with Giancarlo Stanton announced into the game as a pinch hitter. They brought the right-hander Chaz Rowe on to face Stanton. Marlins had a chance to, at the very minimum, tie this ball game up.
Here's the 3-2. Swing here and a high fly ball. This will get at least one run in. Moving back as Kemp makes the catch. There's the catch. The runners all tag. Ichiro comes on and scores, and the game's tied at 7 on Stanton's sacrifice fly to Matt Kemp.
So how about that? The Marlins, who in their history have on 2 occasions trailed by 7 runs and come back to win a ball game, most recently July 9th, 2009 in Phoenix. They trailed by 7 in this one with the Stanton sack fly. They capped the comeback to tie the game up at 7-7 in the top of the 6th inning. But who would have guessed the Marlins would not score again in this ball game, and the Braves would come right back in their half of the 6th with Brian Ellington on the pitch. Adonis Garcia hit a line drive to the left of the third base, and Prado made a great diving play for out number one. But Freddie Freeman followed with a double. Matt Kemp's ground ball got Freeman to third with the go-ahead run. With 2 outs, he had Ellington the righty on the mound. He had the lefty Markakis coming up, a hot hitter for the Braves. And they could have opted to walk Markakis and go righty versus righty against Flowers. But they decided they would pitch to Markakis. Ellington trying to keep this game tied up.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. And here's a drive out toward right center, and that is going to get down in the gap. A one-hopper off the wall. Home to score the go-ahead run is Freeman. Markakis pulls up at second. A double by Nick Markakis, his 37th of the year. He collects his second RBI of the night, his 81st of the season, and the Braves lead 8-7.
And they weren't done. Still facing Ellington in the 7th inning. Leadoff double from Jace Peterson. With 1 out, Peterson was at third base for pinch hitter Luke Recker. 1-2 to Recker is line pass D out into right center for a base hit. In from third, Peterson, and it's 9-7 Braves. Recker, a pinch hit RBI single. And in the 8th, they broke it open against Fernando Rodney, who has really hit a rough patch. He walked the first man, Freddie Freeman. Freddie went to third on a double by Matt Kemp. They intentionally walked Nick Markakis this time, loading the bases with nobody out for Tyler Flowers. 1-2 to Flowers. Breaking ball grounded up the middle. Base hit center field. One run is in. That's Freeman. Kemp is waved. Yelich to throw home. It's going to be cut off. And it's 11-7 Braves. A sack fly by Gordon Beckham would make it 12-7 Braves. They scored 3 times against Rodney in the 8th inning. He didn't record an out. 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 intentional, 3 runs. Finally, Nephi Ogando came on and put out the fire, got the 3 outs in the inning, but the damage was long done, and the Braves had a 12-7 lead facing Jim Johnson in the 9th. The Marlins went down 1-2-3, and this one, which had at one point a very promising turn, ends in very disappointing fashion for the Marlins. Another loss to the Braves. Tonight's final, Atlanta 12 and Miami 7. For the Braves, 12 runs on 17 hits, no errors, 10 men left. For the Marlins, 7 runs on 17 hits. They made 1 error and stranded 12 in the game. Chaz Rowe, a one-time Marlins farmhand, the winning pitcher. He's 2-0. Brian Ellington, the loser, 2-2. Time of the game, 3 hours, 35 minutes. And a crowd of 18,271 goes home happy but exhausted. The Braves with the winner, 56-88. They improved to 24-46 at home. They've got the worst home record in all of Major League Baseball, but they're 5-2 here against the Marlins this year. Marlins, meanwhile, failing their effort to get back to 500. They dropped to 71-73 after winning three of the last four. This road trip begins with his tough loss here at Turner Field. Marlins now 35-38 on the road.
With his 899th career multi-hit game, Ichiro passed Lou Brock on the all-time hits list. They also share a spot on the 3,000-hit 500 Steel Club. So today's Fish Family bonus code is Lou Brock. Tonight we'll do it again at 7:10 from Turner Field in Atlanta. Jake Esch on the mound for Miami. Join Kyle Seeloff for Marlins on Deck at 6:40. And Dave and Glenn for the live play-by-play from the south side of Atlanta. Listen at MLB.com. Download the MLB at Bat app. Tune in to 940 Wins and the Miami Marlins Radio Network.